Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This hadith is suitable to the month we are in, the time we are in, which is the month of Muharram, the month in which all Muslims, they commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions on the day of Ashura. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been narrated to have said, "As for Hussein, he is from me. He is my son, my offspring, and the best of all mankind after his brother. He is the Imam of the Muslims, the master of the believers, the vicegerent of the Lord of the universe, the helper of those who seek assistance, the refuge of those who seek refuge, the proof of Allah on all of his creation. He is the chief of the youth of paradise, the door to the community's salvation. His command is my command. Obedience to him is obedience to me. Whoever follows him is associated with me, and whoever disobeys him cannot be associated with me." So in this beautiful hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam very categorically and very absolutely mentions these virtues of Imam Hussein, and also the necessity of obeying him. It mentions it in very absolute terms, and also threatens the people who disobey him with a very painful and a very grave punishment, in the sense that people who disobey Imam Hussein, who went against him, they cannot be associated in any way whatsoever with the Holy Prophet and Islam, therefore, and you know, they fall outside of the scope of, you know, the religion of Islam and have nothing to do with them. The Prophet also mentions many important virtues of Imam Hussein, the fact that he is the best of mankind after his brother, and that he's the master of all of the believers. And the Prophet mentions these spiritual virtues as well as the Imam's relationship with Muslims. He's the helper of those who seek assistance, the refuge of those who seek refuge. And this is a very absolute, not only it's a reference to spiritual assistance, but also, you know, worldly assistance. And therefore, it behooves us to seek refuge in the person of Imam Hussein. And all of these virtues, you know, they make the martyrdom of Imam Hussein a more grievous for us, and a more sad day for us.